a Jewish Journal article, Alex Edelman on his show, Just for Us, Comedy During War, and How Mariah Carey Can Help. Comedian Alex Edelman's acclaimed one-man show, Just for Us, comes to Los Angeles, with performances at the Mark Taper Theater through November 26. It centers around the true story of how he attended a white nationalist meeting in Queens, New York, but without revealing that he was Jewish. The show isn't just for Jewish audiences, but for comedy lovers and curious minds about Judaism. In the process, Edelman has received rave reviews from his comedy heroes Mel Brooks, Jerry Seinfeld, and Steve Martin. Among some of the lines from the show that translate adequately to print: I have cousins Menachem and Yitzhak. You can't even spell their names correctly because there's no English letter for phlegm. He's been having quite a 2023. Just for Us went from off-Broadway to Broadway this past summer. He's made promotional appearances on nationally broadcast morning and late-night talk shows. And he's been performing, Just for Us, to sold-out audiences. On paper, it may seem like Edelman is having the best year of his life. But in May of this year, Edelman lost his best friend and collaborator Adam Brace. Edelman wrote a touching tribute on X, formerly known as Twitter. He was my closest collaborator for more than a decade, but more importantly, he was one of my closest friends. I don't feel ready to acknowledge the magnitude of this loss, but I already feel it. Adam directed every one of my solo shows, all three of which were conceived over beers with him on the same street in London, including Just for Us. Adam's laugh was distinctive and deep and my favorite sound. I sought it out again and again. I was lucky to spend so much time with him, especially over the last year and a half, and I am distraught at the prospect of doing the show without him on Broadway. If I'm being honest, I'm not sure what kind of performer, and person, I'm going to be without him. His eulogy for Brace is a testament to Edelman's affable personality and ability to convey emotion succinctly. He's carried on with the show, albeit with changes. It changed a lot, he said. He was my closest pal, and so of course it's going to be a little different. He was. Yeah, man, it's a bummer. The October 7th attacks on Israel left an ongoing cloud of haze and sadness over the entertainment world, from performers to audiences. It's definitely up there in my mind, definitely paramount on how I want the show to be comporting itself, Edelman said. 11 days after the attacks, Edelman was invited to speak at Variety's Anti-Semitism and Hollywood Summit. The How to Tell a Joke panel was one of the most well-received moments of the day, featuring Edelman with fellow comedians Ike Barinholtz, Tiffany Haddish, and Marc Maron. Towards the end of the panel, Edelman reflected on the times and his stage show. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs said, "The only cure for anti-Semitism is to communicate to people the experience of being Jewish. And so writing, Just for Us, I really wanted to try to do this specific type of outreach and let people know what it's like to be a Jew. But yeah, there's the hook of the Nazi thing," Edelman quipped to the audience of advocates and journalists who felt comfortable enough to laugh. Edelman grew up in Boston with his parents, who he described as being encouraging of his creative pursuits, and brothers Austin and AJ. After graduating from Maimonides High School, Edelman attended yeshiva in Israel for a year before moving to New York. These days, he is a regular on the New York stand-up circuit. It's definitely a trying time for Edelman to be performing after such a tumultuous year. Still, he has not lost his playfulness nor his enthusiasm for comedy or Judaism. On the day of the Journal's interview with Edelman, he said that the very next day, November 2, he was going to be a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live, where singer Mariah Carey was also scheduled to be a guest. "I'm going to try to talk her into doing a All I Want for Hanukkah Is You," Edelman said. "I'm very excited because look, Christmas didn't make it until Mariah Carey wrote about it in the song." When Edelman sat on Kimmel's couch the next night, he came wearing a Mariah Carey t-shirt underneath his navy blue blazer. "First of all, I'm the biggest fan, it's crazy," Edelman told Kimmel about Carey. "I said to her, we need a Hanukkah song from you. The Jews, we've had such a rough month, we deserve a Hanukkah song. And she just went, Sandler's is pretty good." Edelman shared more reflections about the Just for Us tour with the Journal. The conversation has been edited for space and clarity. Jewish Journal. In what ways does the show evolve with the news of the week, and with the passing of your friend Adam Brace? Alex Edelman. "I have been so curious about what my job is at this moment and how to best reconcile myself with what's happening. Doing that really difficult work is part of my job. I'm very curious and concerned with what Shows should be living, breathing organisms, and so I think my show should be too. JJ. In the audience at the upcoming shows, there will be many people who will be making their first attempt at laughing or being entertained since the October 7th attacks. How do those expectations affect you? A. People are really going through a frustrating moment. We just did shows in San Francisco and they were really cathartic for lots of folks. We're living in such a complex moment. Jews in particular are really feeling that impetus. And so having to navigate that as a performer, having to navigate that as a writer, I always think shows should be in distinct conversation with the times that they are in. And so doing that, it's not easy, but it's important I think. I've been very careful about what I think I should be saying on stage and how I should be saying it. JJ. Tell us about your interaction with Mel Brooks after he saw the show. A. Mel Brooks has been a bit of a grandparent figure to me, and has been really supportive of me in the show. He patted me on the cheek and I made him laugh about something, and he asked me if I worked at clubs because someone told him I was a comedian. I said, I sure do. Mr. Brooks, he was everything you want Mel Brooks to be. They say, don't meet your heroes. And I've met a few who were disappointing, but Mel Brooks and Jerry Seinfeld were not them. My show's produced by Mike Birbiglia, who's a comedy hero of mine. JJ. Your show is called, Just For Us, but it's very much for Jews and non-Jews alike. A. The show is an 80-minute love letter to Judaism, and it's been really amazing for me, not just as an artist, but for me as a Jew, to watch audiences that are not entirely Jewish, find it to be accessible. It's not something I had growing up and something I would have really loved. So it seems really disingenuous to not love it now. I really love it. It's bananas. How many people get this opportunity in their lifetime? To make a show that is accessible enough for non-Jews to enjoy, but makes Jews feel seen.